This weekend, the city of Atlanta kicked off its own celebration to mark the anniversary. People gathered at the Martin Luther King National Historic Site and at the Center for Nonviolence. This is the beginning of more than a week of national events to commemorate King's I Have a Dream speech. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the festivities started in the city where King was born.
Many recalled the history of the movement and the role that King played, but the youngest daughter of the civil rights leader, Bernice King, said recent events prove that her father's vision has not been realized.
There's something that we did not get 50 years ago that is rearing its ugly head again today.
Bernice King raised the case of Trayvon Martin, the black 17-year-old who was killed in Sanford, Florida last year. Martin was walking home from a convenience store in the rain when Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman followed Martin and shot him after a struggle. Zimmerman was tried for murder and acquitted. Bernice King says the teen was profiled because he was black.
And so we cannot ever think because of the sacrifices that were achieved 50 years ago that we won. And we can rest. The enemy is not resting.
King evoked her father's call to action, made to a crowd of 250,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial on August 28, 1963.
Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time. Make justice a reality for all of God's children.
Bernice King was just 3 years old when her father delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Many here talk about the importance of bringing King's message to a younger generation. And this weekend in Atlanta, there was a special focus on children.
Say, hey, Rabbit.
Hey, Rabbit.
Say, how you doing today? Both of you. One, two, three, go.
How are you doing today?
Storyteller Donna Kukumo Bui, known as Mama Kukus, led children through an African folktale where animals say they will use force and their might to get rid of a monster in a rabbit's house. In the end, a small frog solves the problem without violence. Mama Kukus says this story demonstrates many of the lessons King taught.
Everyone say nonviolence.
Nonviolence.
When you use your words.
When you use your
mind.
Words
and you're using your mind, you're choosing what? What's that word? Peace. Everyone say peace.
Peace.
Stanley Sellers' two children participated in the event. He says kids learn through this type of storytelling, and he's worried that some younger people are not paying attention to lessons from the past.
It has to be a mindset to let people know that the struggle is real and the struggle continues. You know, we have a black president, but there are still great disparities in this country. We're constantly talking about race. Race is an issue. We have to coexist, and we have to find a way to do it.
As the day passed, the light mist that enveloped Atlanta turned into a steady rain. A small crowd gathered outside historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Teresa Peoples Hopkins and her 17-year-old daughter just moved here from North Carolina.
It's a really deep feeling. You know, just to be here and to be in the spirit of things that made such a difference in the history of this country.
And Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who spoke at the 1963 March on Washington, told those who gathered, it's time to march on Washington again for jobs and freedom. And Lewis says, for those who can't make it to the nation's capital.
Read a book. Sing a song. Visit a school, do something, move your feet, clap your hands, but do something, because we are not there yet.
Congressman Lewis and many in Atlanta say this is a time to recognize an historic moment, but also a time to recommit to King's dream. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Last week on our program, we aired a piece that focused on Martin Luther King III, the son of the slain civil rights leader. In that piece, he implied the Six Flags theme park near Atlanta was once segregated. Here's what he said.
We must have passed by Six Flags 100 times, and many of those times we were told, well, we're not able to go now, but Daddy's working on it, and one day we will be able to go.
We wanted to note that Six Flags in Georgia as the park, Six Flags Over Georgia as the park is officially known, was never segregated. Atlanta's Funtown theme park was, however. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. helped to desegregate that park. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.